This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, home of the five-star technician. They're online at cropmetcalf.com. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, July 17th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Hello, JP, and hello, Eric, and hello, John.
John.
How are you?
If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can call us at 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Line. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. Jason likes to call it his vibe machine.
Yeah. Because I get a vibe. Happening. I get a vibe from the listeners and where their head's at and what they want to talk about.
And you can also tweet us at Junks Radio. On the program today, Craig Hoffman's going to join us at 7. He's our Redskins beat reporter. We're a week away from training camp. I believe he's doing a 10 stories in 10 days bit. So we'll talk to Craig at 7 a.m. Rich Lerner of the Golf Channel will join us at 8:20. We're a day away from the Open Championship.
Rich.
And Mike Rizzo is going to join us, the GM and president of baseball ops of the Nationals. He joined us at 9. Nationals continue to roll. Pummeled the Orioles last night.
Nice. JP, you got in here just before the show started, so you didn't notice. But Roger was in here at 4 in the morning. Look at your TV.
Yeah, look at
how
that.
How silly.
Look at the fanciness.
And all they simply did is they put an HDMI cable and they moved the box right above the TV. So it's a little unsightly, but they did the best they could. And but the picture is spectacular in here.
Much better.
Drab T-shirt job.
Now it's just on that one. They have an HD the other one.
No.
Squeaky wheel gets greased sometimes.
Yeah, don't get greedy.
I mean, it's progress.
Do
you think Roger even notices that the other one's pooped too?
Oh no, we talked about this morning.
He knows. Oh, he did.
That one's much more of a challenge.
Where's the box?
We got to find another box.
What is he? He's just using an antenna for that one.
That one's plugged into the cable in the
and
wall, right
splitting
behind it.
But a hundred times.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll take one. That's fine.
Yeah. Hey, we got a prime time TV.
See, it wasn't much better. It wasn't the TV. It was the feed.
Of course, it was.
Yeah.
We knew that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, dramatic upgrade.
I said it yesterday that Drab was wielding a little bit of his executive power as assistant program director.
Look
he came
that.
In with a little swagger, and he got it done.
He did.
That.
Kudos.
Well, thank you. It is a little bit of the TV. You can notice there's a bar across the top third of the...
Well, I see that little bar.
I have that. I have that on my TV downstairs on the right side.
Oh, I can't see. Hold on, there's a bar.
If you look right at their foreheads, there's a little bit of a line.
That's kind of hurting. I didn't realize that. I thought it was part of the set.
Somebody bumped it, or that's just wear and tear.
I thought it was a wire behind their set. No, no, no.
That's annoying. Now it's all I'm going to see.
Here's the good news, though. If we wanted to, we could each put in $50 and replace that TV. $200
Not interested.
Okay. Yeah. That's why I haven't replaced mine.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
It's good enough.
We can't get one of those.
It's fine.
You know what? It's
900% better than the picture yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a work TV. And you know what? 98% of the time, it's either golf or tennis on those stupid TVs.
It's perfect week for it, too.
Hey, you know what I was thinking?
Yeah.
I don't know if we're doing the open draft on the show today.
I don't know if you're participating in it or not. That's the question.
Well, hold on. This is my idea. If you guys wanted to make it a little bit more interesting, Valdez and Cakes, we could do it with the same format that we have in the slider pool, where you take one American and one international as your two picks.
I don't hate that idea.
And you combine the place of finish, and the lowest number would win. So that way you're not just rooting for one guy, you're rooting for both of your guys. I'm just saying, it adds a little wrinkle.
I'm perfectly fine with protesting.
I'm fine with that idea.
That way you don't have to have the carryover and wait nine months.
I prefer carryover and winner.
I'll do Jason's way. I actually like that.
But we have to come to a consensus.
That's a little bit more strategy.
Got to come to a consensus.
We can do two if people are insisting on doing
two
one
pools.
Pool.
I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two pools.
I'm fine with just one pool.
Well,
anyway, I thought about this morning. If you guys, I know you guys don't like the original format of.
I didn't have a problem with
just
it.
Having
other
the highest
did.
Place finish.
I actually didn't have a problem with it.
This way you have a couple opportunities.
The only problem I had is when people didn't like the way it was playing out and they wanted to not pay the winner, which happened to be Cakes.
Right.
Which
correct.
Is just wrong because it's happened to me before.
It's clearly wrong. Yeah, it's violating the spirit of the
over
contest.
A decade ago, probably, and you're still bitter about some sort of soccer pool, right?
It was like a World Cup pool that I won and everyone got bitter about the way it went down. They voided
hey,
it
it's
or
okay.
something.
The 2022 Qatar World Cup is right around the corner. We're going to be picking names out of a hat before you know it.
That's the next time we'll talk about soccer.
I think the protest was maybe that it was just picked out of randomly and you
yeah,
won.
I know.
And
I remember,
and people were bitter.
I remember exactly what it was, is that we didn't pick our own teams. You just picked a country out of a hat.
That will never happen again.
Okay, but that's fine. But that's what we did. That's what everybody agreed
to.
And all of a sudden it wasn't good because I won.
How stupid were we?
That's the it's the dumbest thing.
I don't know why
we didn't
we did
know
that.
Anything about the teams.
Either.
It was our way of saying we don't know anything. We just pick them out of a hat.
Yeah, I mean,
we
like
we just wanted to sweat.
Yeah, Cakes had zero sweat because he had like Turkey and Ghana.
He had a bunch of numbers,
and then you had like France, England, right. Spain.
All so powerhouses.
I got hooked, and then all of a sudden everyone just boycotted the league.
Yeah, it's just never going to happen that way again. Never, but, ever, ever, ever.
That's fine, but if we agree to a set of rules,
yes,
you got to play it through.
You abide by those.
I'll stand
rules.
By Cakes. The whole time.
Yeah, but what if they're donk rules?
Well, if you agree
then
to
you
it, you're dumbass
part
fault.
Of the contest.
Yes.
That's the thing. You establish the rules beforehand, and then that's that.
Without rules, there's chaos and anarchy. And we clearly
exactly.
can't have that. We live in a civilized society.
Need laws.
Sorry. You need
to
laws,
enforce the laws.
And you need rules.
I'm just saying, if you guys want to do it that way, I think it would be more interesting
whatever,
for everybody.
Whatever. I'll do whatever. Ultimately, it doesn't matter.
You just tell me how many people I have to pick and where they come from, and I'm fine to do that. That's
I, prefer, I don't know where people come
mean,
from.
I prefer nailing
I no
the winner.
I'll have to look it all
you
up.
You know where if a guy's
yeah,
American
just,
or
yeah,
if he's international.
I do. Pretty much
some of the guys, I don't know.
I'm still confused about
some
the
tricky
Kevin.
Ones.
Okay, well,
confused
then you
about,
won't take those guys.
Like the Kevin Na rule, a little bit tilting. And I didn't know until recently that Rory Sabatini was Slovakian. I just learned that.
Who would pick those guys?
Well, yeah, but you knew he wasn't American.
I mean, like for the season-long pool, you pick those
guys. He's Slovakian or South American? Or South African.
You go on PGA Tour, he's listed as having Slovakian heritage. There's a Slovakia flag right
what
next to his
What does it mean
name.
He's from Slovakia?
It means he's foreign. It means he's not from the United States.
Well, yeah, but you knew that. Didn't you know right. Rory Sabatini was not American?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's confusing because, like you, I thought he was South African. Then all of a sudden, he's from Slovakia.
Yeah, but for your purposes, all you care about is not American.
International.
Correct. He was born in Durban, South Africa.
I don't know what to tell you. Go to PGAtour.com and look at his profile.
Yeah, but to
profile.
Say someone's heritage is different from where they're born. Clearly.
True.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
All right, well, I know you're not going to take Rory Sabatini in the
you're
pool.
Correct.
So I don't know what you're worried you're about.
You couldn't be more correct.
And you're not going to take Kevin Na either.
You're correct on both points.
I don't
points.
Even know if he's playing because he withdrew 2 weeks ago.
Sorry for getting in the weeds. In the golf.
Yeah, stay out of the weeds.
Well, it's all because we're looking at golf on our silly high-def television here.
Minus
which
the
is
bar.
Normal for the rest of the world, but we've been in this beautiful studio for, what, 3 years now-ish? Mm-hmm. And we've had low-def signals coming in here the entire time.
Correct.
So now when they all of a sudden they get one working properly, it's like Christmas.
Well, the worst part is it's very hard to read the crawl from a distance.
Oh, it's all blurry.
Yeah.
But now it's silly.
Can't so, read one that. Of the two TVs.
I can't read that clear crawl. I mean, I can kind of make it out.
Oh, really? Your eyes are
I mean,
bad?
It's not. It's certainly not crystal clear.
You need some glasses.
I need some glasses like Valdez.
You know, so I mentioned the Nationals are rolling. They get the 8-1 win.
glasses.
Last night.
Right.
Which is expected. They're playing the Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
The Orioles are like bad. A minor league team.
They kept trotting out these guys. I only watched the 8th and 9th inning because I was out. And I didn't recognize any of the guys coming up. Happened. I really didn't.
Yeah, why I mean, would you? Besides Chris Davis and Mancini,
yeah,
you probably
great.
Don't
Chris
recognize
Davis
anybody.
Is .70. So I was thinking about Chris Davis. I paid attention to Chris Davis not at all. This is a guy who hit 50 home runs a few years ago, right? And I know he got popped for like, well, I don't know, was it Adderall or something? Did he ever get popped for roids? So the only performance enhancer that they busted him with was Adderall. But since then, the production's gone to the toilet. So
correct.
Are we just to assume that alone is what's caused this decline? The fact that he's not on whatever juice he was on before? It's amazing that it makes that much of a difference.
I mean, Adderall is for concentration, really.
I don't think he was ever busted for roids because he was adamant when all that came out that he had never done it before.
Well,
and
that always means nothing to me.
He always said, test me. He said, test me.
Lance Armstrong was adamant.
Yeah, all those guys say
Does he still do?
You can't say, you can't assume every guy did it.
I'm just looking at his body. Well, his body does look different, doesn't it? Didn't he look bigger before? He looked pretty skinny, I thought, last night. Big, baggy clothes.
He wears a baggy.
I mean, he's probably 6'4", 240 pounds. He's a big dude.
I thought he looked kind of light last night.
Well, big, he's stressed because he can't hit the ball.
Yeah, I think it's more mental with him.
Does he still do the big lippers, Valdez? You're the Orioles expert.
He throws in hammers.
Bigger than yours?
Like entire tins.
Oh, that's just first of all, it's a stupid thing to do, but that's a real manly thing to do. Like, you put a whole tin in there, that's borderline
crazy. But you're
right,
you have to beat the Orioles, and they've got to beat them again tonight. You got Fetty going tonight, so who knows what you're going to get.
Got to win both of those games.
They had Voth.
Voth was great
last night.
Yeah.
But I don't care who you throw out there, they should be good enough to beat the Orioles.
Well,
the Nats lineup should be good enough to beat the Orioles.
I didn't necessarily think that to start the game, and then when I watched the end of it, I was like, oh my God, I don't recognize any of these guys. They probably should beat the crap out of
them. One of those things where.
How many wins do they have?
29, maybe? 28. 28.
They have 28 wins, though.
Well, that's poo.
That's nubs.
They're on pace for.
They're horrible.
They're probably on pace for 53.
Yeah, but still, I mean, with a lineup, you'd wonder how
maybe
they win any. You look at the lineup and you go, how do you win any?
You just hammer the under, the season long under. You hammer it.
Yeah, right? Well, we have under 59.5.
We're going to profit off of that. Of course, they're going to go
under.
But
it's one of those situations where the Orioles starter, once he gets, you know, second, third time around in the Nats order, if he's even lasted that long, the Nats are just going to pound him. So it'll probably happen again tonight against Aaron Brooks.
Well, this leads into the Braves series.
It's a big one.
That's the big series. Yep. That's where you get a true sense. Like, if they take 3 out of 4 against the Braves, you're like, all right, this is legit. If they end up losing 3 out of 4, you're like, well, maybe they've been just beating up on the poo-poos.
Yeah, but it depends how the games play out. If they're a bunch of one-run games, I mean, who knows? I already believe that the Nats are legit. I mean, can they lose to better teams? Sure. But I don't think that means that they're a fraud. I think the Nats are pretty good.
So Matt Adams crushed a home run onto Utah Street.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the 102nd time that's happened.
Right.
I love Matt Adams. Zim's great.
Yeah.
But I think you still need to get plenty of time for Matt Adams and Kendrick.
Right.
Well, last night was good because you're playing in an AL park, so you can throw both of them in the lineup. Although Zim was 0-for.
Mm-hmm. But Zim, considering how little he's played, he's doing all right. He's hanging in. What is he hitting, about 240 or something? Considering how little he's played.
231.
Yeah.
He had the game when he came back and had, what, 3 doubles?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he's still, they probably will tell you, I don't know this, but I know it's what they said in years past. It's probably still true. Like, his exit velocity is still amazing. You know, he still can rip the cover off the ball, you know, when he hits it. That would be my guess. That's why they're probably still trotting him out there.
Rendon, 2 more hits. Soto, 2 more hits. Dozier had 2 more hits. Eaton had 2 more hits. They had 5 guys with 2 hits.
Feast on the Orioles pitching.
Yep.
Do it again tonight.
I don't know. They're trying to be the Astros. Like, they think in 2 years they're going to be amazing. We'll see.
Who, the Orioles?
Yeah, the Orioles hired, like, a math guy. I don't know what his job
but every,
title there.
Every team's got some young math guy.
I'm just telling you that's behind the scenes. That's what they're doing. That's why they traded Cashner to the Red Sox for 2 17-year-old Dominicans.
I'm sure the Nats have their own sort of stats guys, but I wonder, do they have, like, a 28-year-old MBA, you know, or some sort of a statistician,
some
geek.
Whiz kid,
yeah,
straight out of like Yale,
yeah, right. They're just crunching numbers behind the scenes.
Who knows?
If they do, he's certainly.
Well, that's where the Orioles GM went to school.
Yeah,
went to Yale.
He went to Yale.
I'm gonna guess that he's not a hoops fan from like VCU, like AWOD. I'm guessing he's from a different sort of think tank.
Anyway, nice to see that they're back in action against the Orioles tonight. They're rolling. Got the Braves on the horizon. Their lead for the wild card seems to be widening some. They're still 6.5 back in the NL East, but 4 games against the Braves, and that could change over the weekend. So we'll see how that goes. Like I mentioned, on the show today, we will talk some Redskins. Craig Hoffman's going to join us, our Redskins beat reporter at 7. We'll get into the Open Championship with Rich Lerner from the Golf Channel and Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock as we go in the clubhouse with the Nats GM right here on The Fan. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Craig Hoffman, a Redskins beat reporter, joins us. We'll get into the Redskins. You know, these apps which change your face get really popular for a couple of days.
Oh, my God. They're tilting me.
So tilting.
The face app thing that everyone's doing the last 8 hours.
Everybody. Somebody sent us one of the Junkies, and it is so bad.
God, I'm so glad you brought this up. This is something I actually wrote down and want to talk about.
If you want to check out our picture, I guess it was Russ Wheeler, one of our listeners, tweeted us what the Junkies would look based on our latest publicity shot. And
look at when we're like, what? When we're 65?
No, I think it's got to be beyond that. Oh. It's just called, it's an aging app.
Yeah.
And
Jason, you don't understand. Here's what you would look like, for example. Instagram was doing this yesterday. Adam did it, I think.
Yeah, you can follow us on Instagram at 106.7 The Fan.
It was tilting me because, I like to, like anybody else when I'm bored, I'll grab my phone, I'll look at my Facebook feed, I'll look at my Instagram feed, if I'm pooping, if I'm whatever I'm doing.
Right.
And every time I went to somebody's next page, everyone was doing the aging app thing. Yeah. And I was like, we're such lemmings as a society that we all have to do the same thing.
Some people get into it.
Well, people, but
it
is tempting to look at it. I just have to stay on their phone. I mean, that's what they do.
I hope I look better.
No, but everybody, look, let me see it. Now I'm curious because I want to see. I said, you want to see how I look aged? Look in the mirror.
Yeah, right. I do it every morning. I brush it my teeth.
I already know what I look like at 100.
I don't need that app.
Yeah.
Again, you can follow us on Twitter, at Junks Radio. You see the picture. Just retweeted
that
the
app's
one from
Russ. It's called Redundant.
Cakes, are you with me? It was so tilting.
It didn't really bother me, but it's just
everybody was doing it. Everybody's page, you
just
scroll down, and everybody's aging themselves.
Right.
What is it? Is it one particular site?
I don't know.
It seemed to be the one that everybody was.
There's a bunch of different apps because a month or so ago, there was one, and my wife was playing with it. I'm just not into, generally, internet humor. And a month ago, it was you could change yourself to the opposite sex. So, here's what you would look like as a woman, or you'd take a picture of
Brooks
your wife.
Brooks Koepka, apparently.
Here's what
would
you'd
like
look like as a man.
Yeah. Not into that. Not into any of those Snapchat filters.
You don't want to be like androgynous. You don't want to swap genders.
Yeah, it's very.
I'm generally.
But it is
with
a little disturbing to see. I hope, like, we're all going to age when we're 80. Okay? I'm going to say, we're all going to age
if
and look different.
80,
half of
when,
us aren't even going to
get whatever.
Half of us won't even make that picture.
Yeah.
JP
yeah.
won't get a wrinkle till he's 80.
Yeah. We're all going to die. you're so close to death, you have no idea.
The life expectancy of the average male in the United States is roughly 78 years.
Yeah.
Expectancy.
Okay?
They're expected
True.
To. I mean, you're going to make it.
But if you've reached your age right now, based on your circumstances, it's actually over that. Because of all the people that have already donked off young.
How old was your dad when he passed?
78.
How old was your dad?
69.
How old was your dad?
80.
All right, one out of three got to 80.
Okay.
And let me just tell you, 80 was not, like, years 77 through 80, not great.
right, exactly.
Well, how about the opposite of great?
Right.
I've got about 15 good
look,
years.
I know how I look old. I look in the mirror.
Right. I was looking at it yesterday, the one that the guy tagged us all in with you guys.
Yeah.
And I thought was how tilted Eric's going to be because every single comment was, well, Eric looks the same. Everyone else looks old.
I never even saw the thing. What did they tag us on?
It's just
Twitter?
On Twitter.
I didn't even see it. I just saw everybody's feed on Instagram was doing the bit, and it was just so tilting. Did it start on Snapchat or did it start on Instagram?
It's on neither, I don't think.
I think it's an app.
Face app is something different.
Right, but everybody was posting it on their Instagram.
I don't know where it started. I've seen it all over Twitter. So. All
right, was it making you crazy like it was making me?
No, I enjoyed it. Nice little break from the...
from what?
Food pics?
Well, people just arguing about political congresswomen and hot takes. There's nonstop.
Well, yeah, the politics is just...
So
I got to turn
when
off
stuff
the
like this happens, when Bagel Boss... makes the rounds for a day.
Yeah,
you're okay with it?
I like it.
I hate Bagel Boss. I hate Bagel Boss.
Why?
Because I told you I didn't click on it, and then I think they were talking about him on Stern yesterday. I was listening as I was driving around, And I, obviously he hooked up with Damon Feldman. He's going to do boxing, and they're trying to get Shuley to
Damon
box.
Damon Feldman is still in the boxing promotion.
The yeah,
boxing
he's doing. Game. He's doing it
because we try to get
game.
JP or somebody or Brett to fight.
Brett Jose Canseco. Right.
Yeah. I mean, we've been down that road a million times. And then I never clicked on it, but they started playing the. Apparently, he's got a whole YouTube page of him confronting people because he's a maniac, and he's a terrible human being.
Yes, he is.
He's a terrible person.
Correct.
He's not funny. He's a scoundrel.
He thinks he's funny, but he's not.
He's not funny. He's stupid.
Draft kind of thinks he's funny.
I mean,
I don't think he's funny. I thought the meltdown was funny.
Yeah. So it's contrived.
Was that all fake now that we're.
Well, he just likes to get in arguments with everybody.
No, I understand, but was the guy who tackled him in the bagel shop? Was that his buddy?
No,
was
I don't
it
think
all
so.
No, I think that was legit.
You
that's
sure?
The guy who got
I think he legit got tackled because he's an idiot.
Yeah, all right.
He's being a jerk in a public place. And some
I don't know.
Guy
I just, these days, I wouldn't be surprised if they faked it.
I wouldn't be shocked by
the guy. And the guy who was recording it was his buddy, and they sent it out. I mean, I'm not surprised anymore.
And then I gave Drab grief yesterday because Drabby tilted me. Like, he just made me crazy.
This is so stupid.
So, you know Anna, sweet Anna that calls in all the time. From
she's the former caddy.
Gainesville or Annapolis, whatever. She's the caddy for Joey Sindelar. And the only Jason and I know that because we're golf geeks.
Or be the nanny.
Nanny. Right. Yeah, sorry. And so she always calls in around majors, and we put her on or whatever, and she's funny. And she'll put sometimes some provocative pictures, and Drabby, makes light of it on air or whatever. Yeah. And then yesterday,
she's thirsty.
Thirst trap pics.
She posts some thirsty pictures, but I think she's doing a bit. But Drabby jumped in on the bit, and he posted some. It was some terrible meme from, I don't even know what it was from. It was from Caddyshack or something. I don't know what it was from.
A shady lady posted a bikini photo of her on a boat.
Okay, yep.
Call for attention. That's
right.
All right, so she gets what she wants. Everybody responds. Valdez and I, this was, Eric is so dumb.
Why
is
he so dumb?
He drives me crazy.
He's lumping me into this.
Well, it was a team thing.
He definitely lumped you in when I confronted him.
Jumba lump.
Yeah. So I created a gif of Bill Murray and Caddyshack pumping the ball at the ball washing machine.
Yeah. I spent about 15 minutes making it.
It was a good gif / gif.
There was a brainstorm session, too. We had to figure out which gif was going to be the best.
So you were heavily involved.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right. Because it's funny.
It's the Mad Match Show.
Why did I care, though? Because I go, what are you doing?
Why do you care?
Why are you posting that? Why are you responding? What is your wife going to think? I mean,
she's not going to see that. But here's why Eric's so dumb. He thinks I'm actually, sending out a signal to Anna that I'm sized. Well, it was just a funny bit.
I don't think that you are, but I don't get the bit.
It's a funny golf-related hook it scene.
Because she called in last
time. It's
embarrassing. We all said we were staring at the booty balcony pic.
Who said embarrassing, too?
Say again?
I just don't understand. Like, I generally don't care. You can tweet or Instagram, whatever you want.
Thank you.
Why do I care? Why do you care? But
embarrassing for him.
You're being a Twitter governor.
A little bit.
You're being a Twitter bobber.
A little bit. I'm like, what are you doing? You're just over the top. This is police.
So he shamed me. I deleted it.
I didn't tell him to delete it.
I haven't ever deleted a tweet.
I just said, it's embarrassing. What are you doing?
Well, I thought we were a lockstep in our humor together.
Yeah. I just find it odd that you don't think it's funny.
He doesn't think everything's funny.
I'm just amusing her.
I'm also not a big meme guy, and
it's not a meme. It's a GIF.
It's a GIF.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's way different.
A meme is a static photo.
Yes,
right.
Correct.
Right. I'm not a big GIF guy.
I'm a big GIF guy.
I know Cakes is now anytime he responds to anything, he finds a GIF.
And
of it.
I need to find a GIF that is not run of the mill. I will not tweet a run of the mill GIF.
Standard GIF.
Yeah, I can't.
Like facepalm one. You're not doing.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. I can't do that. I can't be the guy that's shrieking. That everybody else uses, can't do it.
Yeah.
But going back
I have standards.
To going back to what started this was that face app. And as I look at
that
picture, and
yesterday.
You can tweet, you can check it out again at Junks Radio. If my hair goes that white, or Cakes' beard
it
goes that
is.
White.
What are you talking about?
It's not that white. It's
I don't
that
think you'll
white.
Let it. I don't think you'll let it go that way.
Yeah, I don't. I think I bought.
Isn't it too late for that?
I bought the.
You still going to turn back time?
I bought the.
Share.
I actually bought, I forget what it's called.
The one that they formula? Hawk.
No, it's not Grecian formula, whatever it is. And
just
I just haven't
men.
Pulled the trigger. It is a
just
for men, but it's a little bit different.
But aren't you embarrassed now that everyone's going to know you did that?
No, if it looks better, who cares?
I don't know if it necessarily looks better. You just have to get used to your new look.
Now, take a look at what Cakes' beard will look like all white. I think he would have to start shaving.
No.
Oh, he wouldn't care at that point.
Gracefully let it go white.
Look,
I don't care.
I don't love my gray hair at this point because I am all gray, but you just.
Gray's different
see it
than
every
white.
Day.
I don't know. It's that much different.
I don't know what the difference is. Mine's what? Well, then mine's
it
all
is?
White. What's the difference?
Yeah.
I consider it gray, but if you want to call it
gray's
white.
Gray's still got some black in there.
Not a lot.
Yeah. I think once you've already exposed yourself, you've outed yourself as gray like that, if you go back and you turn back time, like Cher, it's going to be embarrassing.
Just do it gradual.
Yeah.
Or you just hold the fort. Just hold the fort. That's what Bob Barker did, right?
I feel sorry for women. I saw a lady at the Starbucks the other day, and she was a redhead, right? And she was with her kids, and they're having a coffee, and it was nice. They were having a nice little conversation.
Just like Andy Dalton.
And she probably was in her mid-50s or something, and then she had a gray streak right down the middle of her part, in the middle, because she obviously hasn't colored her hair in a while, and literally looked like a skunk, right? And I was like, oh. That's
but
not,
she just let it
not
go.
A good look.
She just let it go.
Get an inch of skunk.
That would have really tilted Brett Oliverio.
Oh, he doesn't.
Because he likes blonde, so he doesn't want to see the
doesn't
dark
streak. Doesn't want to see the skunk.
Dark roots.
Well, it wasn't the dark roots. They were all gray.
Yeah.
Plus, she was a ginger, not a blonde.
It was a ginger with a streak of gray right down the part. She would have been better going all gray or
all red, rocking the red.
You got to get rid of that skunk stripe. It was certain. Then I saw a girl that looked like she was in her early 30s.
Most people are.
And then she didn't bother with the
color. She's got gray hair
color.
And everything.
She just
don't
had
look
gray
good.
Everywhere. And I thought, oh, that looks hurting too. I think girls
being very
are really
judgmental at the Starbucks.
Girls are in a bind. Because I think guys can gray and, you know, whatever. You don't love it, but you can get away with it. But when if a girl's all gray and she's like in her 30s, that's kind of hurting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If they're in their
30s? I'm sorry. It's just double standards.
Well,
it's
I don't
not
think
fair.
Most of them let it get to that level.
Most don't.
I think
that's why it was very rare. Yeah,
unless they just don't care.
They're going to color it.
It's very
they're
rare.
They're going to hook it.
Then I tried to look at like her finger, see if she was married. Like, maybe she doesn't care because she's not married. Well, maybe that's why she's not married because she, you know.
Right. You do a lot of soul searching.
It took forever. They had one guy at the Starbucks making everybody's coffee.
Did you? They only had one barista?
They only had one dog.
Unacceptable.
One guy.
At least two.
Took forever.
It was in Nubs, New York.
Ithaca.
Not New York City. Nubs, New York.
Yeah, it wasn't
I can
a
sleepy town like Ithaca, of course.
Yeah.
They're lucky to have one barista.
Yeah, they have one.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Preston and Crofton. He wants to talk about the aging app.
That aging app was so tilting, Jason. It was one time you'd be thrilled that you weren't on it.
Yeah.
Preston, what's up?
I was.
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I generally agree with you guys that the face apps are tilting, but every once in a while, I feel like somebody actually does something genius with it. And the Indianapolis Colts posted something funny yesterday where they said this is our team in 2060, and they had like Andrew Luck aged and a couple other players, but then they had Adam Vinatieri exactly the way
right,
he is right
the
now.
Same.
The
Cavs right,
did
bit.
The same bit with Brooks Orpik. It did make me kind of
is
slap
Vinatieri,
my knee.
Is he like 47 or 40?
He's up there. He might be. I think he's at least 45.
Yeah, I'll check. He's close to 50.
That's pretty amazing.
I know.
Pretty amazing.
And he's still their kicker?
Who started the?
He's 46.
That's crazy. Who started the face app sort of like craze? Is there like one celebrity that put it over and then everybody started doing it? Do we know? Because it went viral like. With the quickness.
But it's not the first time. I think this has happened several times.
Well,
this is just
other
the
things.
Aging one. I think wasn't there one which went the opposite way?
There was
where
a
you were
baby,
baby face?
There was a baby face on
I
Snapchat.
I didn't notice that one. I don't remember.
The girl face got popular.
Baby face. AWOD took pictures of us. Or I know he took like a picture of me, put it on the Instagram, right?
Yeah.
What is our Instagram
one.
Page?
Remember
I know we're
zombie.
Trying to get it over 10,000.
So
what is our Instagram page, Adam?
At 1067 the fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think behind the scenes are trying to get that over.
It a push.
That was just, it was making me insane. I'm so glad you brought that up. It was making me insane yesterday. Even this morning when
and
I got up and
we
I checked
just,
my phone.
We just retweeted Drab's tweet, which you were against.
Well,
I think
he can do whatever
he wants.
I didn't tell him to delete it.
Life.
I said it's embarrassing. What are you doing?
Check us out. He's, at Junks Radio is our Twitter account.
Do you see what he posted? Uh-uh. He's posting this video of the Caddyshack reference. Where
that
the
was a response to... what's her name?
They're putting
Anna?
That on NBC Sports Washington.
Yeah. Here's what it made me do. Did a lot of this. A lot
no,
of
I
look at it
and go, what are you doing? But, it's embarrassing.
Are
you,
it's funny.
Are you embarrassed because you feel like you have sort of a like
a connection?
A connection with
well, a
Anna?
Little bit. He kind of does represent us a little bit. He's one of our guys.
Right.
I'd say, well, that's embarrassing. Stop doing that.
I know, but she probably got a kick out of it, too.
Well, he said she didn't even like it.
No, that's one of the reasons I deleted it.
Oh, really? Because
a bunch of people liked it, but not her. Oh, so maybe she was uncomfortable.
I just liked it.
You made it uncomfortable for everybody.
Well, let's not posting bikini pics.
Well, you know what?
Wait. Let's not stop posting bikini pics.
Let's not get crazy. Oh, man. And
that's a what do they call it? A GIF?
GIF.
No, yeah, GIF.
It's a GIF for guys anyway. So let's not be surprised if she don't like it.
Yeah, girl.
Every guy would laugh
at that.
It's
a goofy response to her bikini picture.
Right.
Which, by the way, I think I saw that. Didn't even, you don't even see much of the bikini, right? Like, it's a suggestive pose.
It's a suggestive pose, right? Yeah, exactly. But why are you laughing?
Who knew that GIF gets
breaking it down?
We're breaking down a Lester's bikini picture.
No, it's all because you did the dumb GIF and put everybody on tilt.
They spent 15 minutes. Put everybody on tilt. You're the only one that was on tilt.
It put me on tilt.
You're the only guy who was on tilt.
Here's what I said. It doesn't affect me, but I just said, you're embarrassing yourself. What are you doing?
What does he care?
He doesn't care.
He obviously cared. He deleted it.
Why? Now he's proud that it's back up.
No, he's just...
Yep.
He's getting more wrong.
Yeah, I like that as second life now.
Yeah.
I just can't believe. So you remember that scene from Caddyshack? You said, "Oh, that's going to be my silly GIF."
Yeah, that was a Valdez tipping.
Oh, it was. Got to add a tip to Valdez. That's hilarious.
Dude, look at Drab getting things done as an assistant PD at the HDTV now. Although that bar is going to tilt.
Well,
it's fine.
Once you notice it, once you point it out, now all you can do is look at the black streak. So now we got to tell Roger he's got to get us a new TV.
You
they could swap out with one of these others.
Sure. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Tell him that one's on. Let's just do it and see how demanding we can be, because Roger does seem to be oblivious to some of it.
Why don't they just swap these two?
They could.
I'm telling you, we're going to get HD TVs.
Why don't you just tell Roger? Let's see how demanding we can be, because he seems to be oblivious, and just say that TV's
seems to be.
You know what?
That TV's unacceptable.
Do you remember when Zachary first got the job run the company?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said, "Whatever you need."
Yeah, if you need new
computers, that's true.
He said, "Just let me know."
Yeah.
All right, let's bring Phil
in
here.
We'll test
that. We'll
test
Phil. That streak is unacceptable.
Yeah, we'll tell Phil we need two new televisions.
We can bring him in. When he gets it.
Yeah. That streak is unacceptable.
Is Prime Day still happening? You can order one for $150. Charge
right. I think Prime Day is done.
Oh,
but they have a bunch of TVs, right?
Yes.
Let's just swap it out.
We used to have a news station here, so they had all these
news
TVs.
Station
the news
went busto.
They're about putting more TVs up there.
Yeah, put more.
Yeah, put one underneath. That four TVs.
All right, if you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Got a lot going on today's show. It's Game Show Wednesday, brought to you by our friends at MGM National Harbor. Every day is monumental at MGM National Harbor. And what's on the line for a lot of people is big. So every day at 7:45, we give away Nats tickets.
That's correct.
We're going to do that once again at 7:45. Mm-hmm. Tune in for your chance to win tickets to see the Nationals take on Colorado. But today we have Dave Matthews Band tickets.
Yes, we do.
We'll give those away in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to play Zippy Dollar Pyramid.
Three pair of tickets to give away.
Yes.
Three per.
Dave Matthews Band tickets on the line. Also have a bunch of guests throughout the show. Craig Hoffman's going to join us coming up at 7. He's got 10 Redskins things in 10 days. I don't know if that's the exact title of what he's doing, but that's basically what he's doing. He's going to join us at 7, our Redskins beat reporter. We've got Rich Lerner from the Golf Channel to talk about the Open Championship. He'll join us at 8:20. And then Mike Rizzo, as we go in the clubhouse, he'll join us at 9. We'll talk about the Red Hot Nats, who have now won 8 of their last 10. I looked at it, so they're 6.5 back in the East. They're only 5 back in the loss column.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got to do some damage when they play the Braves. They play the Braves 14
the Braves.
Times the rest of the year.
4 games against the Braves after this second game against the Orioles. So.
What are we hearing on Max? Is Max going to be healthy enough
to play?
Because if they can pitch Strassi, Max, and Corbin against the Braves.
You like your chances.
Well, you like your chances in at least 2 of them.
No question about it.
You know, before when we were doing the FanGraphs bit and whatever the other site was that was projecting out the Nats going to the playoffs, and you know when they were starting to get hot, it was up to 33% or something. Uh-huh. Now that they're actually in technically.
Last I saw.
What does it say?
I saw something
83.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
They've got a two-game lead in the wild card over the Phillies. I think the Phillies had a big win yesterday because they've been struggling. Harper hit a huge homer.
Bryce had a three-run homer and a walk-off single to center. So I think he had five RBIs.
Yep. Yeah, good for him. Maybe he won't get booed for a day.
He didn't get booed yesterday.
One thing we wanted to get into, and we kind of didn't know how to get into it. So you can watch us on TV every day on NBC Sports Washington.
Absolutely love
it. So we work for NBC Sports Washington.
And by the way, love it.
Yes. We love everybody over there. Damon, everybody over there has been great to us. Actually, mostly they let us do our thing.
Yeah.
The camera's here.
But they do an amazing job behind the scenes. If you ever watch this show, like the B-roll and everything, all the things that those guys are doing behind the scenes, makes this show actually interesting to watch.
They put a lot of work into it.
Yep. Yeah, it's really, really well
done. Props to McKinney. McKinney did a good job. Even though you can't drive anywhere.
Or he chooses not to drive, I believe.
They run our best of. They air our show live, and then they run Best of the Junkies.
It's really
oftentimes
well produced.
At 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Slightly embarrassing sometimes because I don't watch it at home. I don't seek it out. But when I go to Lifetime Fitness, if I'm on a treadmill or an elliptical, a lot of times it's on the TVs there. And the other day, some guy looked back at me, and I knew why he was looking because it
so
was on the TV.
That's
it is.
He was a row in front of me, and he like turned his head.
Yeah.
And I didn't do any nod or anything like that. It just went about my business. But it actually is a great thing, and we have a great relationship. We also, for years, have had a great relationship with Steve Buckhantz. I played in his golf tournament, I want to say, 20 years ago or something.
I always got the invite. So, I always was
always
busy.
Politely
golf
declined.
Tournament, I always said it was one of the most embarrassing things because it was a deal where he was in the clubhouse, but like on the second level with the microphone, and everybody was down by like a putting green. And there were all of these Redskins greats, and he was introducing all of them.
Oh.
Three-time Super Bowl winner. He kept going on and on. And then
what
it was like,
your nub introduction?
And from the sports junkies, JP Flame.
That's
and it was
worst.
Just, it was terrible.
You know what? Rather not be introduced.
It was like I was
You know,
it was like sandwiched in between Doug Williams and Jeff Bostic or something like
you're
that.
You're in a tough spot.
Believe me, I've done those gigs before, and when I show up, they go, where's the celebrity?
Right.
That's literally happened.
Right.
I don't blame them.
And so we've had a great relationship with Steve Buckhantz for years, and we definitely were pulling for him to continue on as the Wizards play-by-play guy. He's been doing it for 22 years.
Yeah, quite a run.
Scott Allen from the Washington Post reported yesterday that NBC Sports Washington is expected to name Jason Kutcher.
I think it's Justin.
As their new play-by-play name. Sorry, Justin Kutcher.
Justin Kutcher, yeah.
And none of us really know anything about him.
It's nothing against Kutcher.
He's got a good resume, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be great at what he does. But it's just weird because I think the fan base, by and large, just loves Buck.
And we've been team Buck forever. Like forever.
Locally, he has iconic calls. Yeah. The dagger call and it's not possible. Those are iconic calls.
Dagger! Well, he's going to go down as at least he's like in this area like a Hall of Fame announcer.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame announcer.
Yeah. He's an icon in the DC area.
And I've never, believe me, I've met tons of people and have seen it. People hate us. I've never met anyone that had anything bad to say about Buck.
It's not possible. Just
love him. So it's just weird.
And so
in a weird spot.
Yeah. On the play-by-play side, it's going to be Justin Kutcher. And then what's reported on the analyst side, Kara Lawson stepped down.
Mm-hmm.
She, of course, replaced Phil Chenier. Everybody was a fan of Phil, and Kara did a fine job for a couple of seasons.
I liked Kara.
But she has moved on to be an assistant coach with the Boston Celtics. So now there's that vacancy, and it appears it's going to be primarily Drew Gooden, who's done some fill-in work, and then Caron Butler.
Yeah, sprinkle in a little Caron.
So both guys who played with the Wizards.
It'll be fine, but it's just going to be weird. It's not going to be the same. And
it'll be different.
Yeah, it's going to have a completely different
vibe. But times change. They just do.
I guess it's brutal.
And eventually it's going to happen to us.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I keep waiting for it every
day. Just brace for it at some point.
I wait for it every day.
One thing I don't really understand is that everyone is upset that Justin is not from D.C., that you have to have a D.C. voice.
To me, I don't know anything about him, so
I don't think you necessarily have to have a DC.
But I've seen that from all the comments, right?
Yeah.
Is Charlie Slows from
Charlie
DC?
and Dave aren't from DC.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
I don't think it really matters.
And I think people are just complaining because they're upset.
People love them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just complaining because they're making the change.
Yeah.
People fear change is what it comes down
to. Well, especially, though, when it's somebody who's been an institution for local fans.
And who's been as good at his job as he has been consistently for a dreadful team.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine sitting through every Wizards game for the last 22 plus years, working for the team, calling every game?
Yeah. It would have been hard.
That guy's been
loyal. I mean, there were some good moments, but yeah, it would have been hard.
Who was doing it before Buck?
Because Mel Proctor, maybe?
That's what I was thinking. Mel Proctor.
That'd be my guess. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. I just threw it out.
Couldn't tell you.
That'd be my guess. You know, it was HTS back in the day, and he pretty much handled most of those duties. Could have been somebody else.
So anyway, that's the deal.
Where's Pedro?
Buck Ants is not going to be doing the Wizards play-by-play. It appears.
Yeah.
It's not 100% confirmed. I don't think NBC Sports Washington has confirmed this, but the Washington Post has run with it.
The Post is reporting it. You pretty much can bank on it.
Yeah. So,
yeah, it is what it is. It sucks. Sucks for Buck. I know that some of the guys, I know Jason's been texting with him, you know. I'm sure he'll find stuff to do, but it just sucks. Because I know he still wanted to do it.
Oh, yeah.
But
he definitely did.
And of course, Buck married our britches hookup from back in the day.
Shelly. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
We love Shelly.
I mean, I have no idea what she did professionally after that, because that was literally 22 years ago or so.
I don't want to speculate. I don't want to speculate. I thought I knew at one point.
What she did after? I thought she went into real estate.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Talk about abusing a hookup. Can you imagine the look on her
responsible
face?
For britches shutting down.
Could you imagine the look on her face when she extended the, she said, hey, guys, come on in. Take whatever you want. And we just took that to the nth degree.
Well, literally, she shouldn't have said that.
We.
She said.
Well, EB and I were the main.
Right, you
Jason was pretty good.
That's pretty good. But you shouldn't have said, Shelly, you shouldn't have said, take whatever you want.
She said, take whatever you want.
Those are the words she used.
And we're white trash in PG County. Cakes, you can help yourselves.
Cakes was getting his whole family Christmas presents.
Oh, it's loading up.
Believe me,
I went to a tent sale in Jason's Hood, and I swear, my old Saturn Saturn View, like the Saturn I sold for $500 back in the day. I loaded up the entire back seat, top to bottom.
I just know, I've told it a million times, I couldn't make it back to my car without laying down the trash bags and letting my forearm, they were cramping.
We should have given those bags to the guys in the World's Strongest Man competition.
Yeah,
instead of lugging refrigerators or freezers, lug those britches bags.
Those big boulders.
Oh,
yeah. Try to carry those bags back to your car.
So many cargo shorts. Oh, Paisley shirts.
So many Henley shirts.
Paisley shirts were things.
So many. So many of those.
The two iconic flannels. Stores locally, well, for at least for us anyway, that we are personally responsible for their bankruptcy. Britches and Golf USA.
Yeah. The Golf USA, one of the very first sponsors
we
ever.
We took all their stuff, too.
All their bubble burners.
All their yeah. drivers, all their hats. And golf. We took everything.
All right, coming up next, Craig Loftus is going to join us, our Redskins beat reporter. He's doing his 10 stories in 10 days. We'll get to that next here on the Junkies.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.